Had this property out there now a little over 5 years. Had the animals out there for 4 years. At its peak, the herd was 31 animals first of the year. And then I was able to get the herd back down to 17 by selling some calves and some cows for slaughter and such. And then calving started, and so we're back up to 24.
So what number you like to keep it, like at 17, 20 or something like that?
Well, you know, I'd rather have too much grass than not enough. And I figured the way this weather's shaping up, 17 adults is a good number to run with.
Because it's not raining.
No, it's not raining.
I mean, the month of May, we had 4 inches of rain here, and it was, everything was growing. It was green, and everything was growing like you wouldn't believe, but June, it just went in the toilet, just went in the tank. We can't get anything here to fall.
Yeah, I planted a couple apple trees out there this morning, and I was shocked how dry that soil is. So
just, I don't know. We've had our chances. Don't get me started on the weather, Daryl. I get frustrated every cotton picking time, the forecast, and I see all this rain coming from the west, and all of a sudden it gets here and either slides south or it just dies.
Well, let's get through the wheat harvest maybe and then let it rain.
And then some storms you don't want to have any part of because of the hail involved.
Exactly.
Exactly right. Yeah. So we always cross our fingers for more rain. But that's why you maybe don't see as many bison out there sometimes because there's no grass.
Well, yeah, like I said, I'd rather have too much than not enough.
But they're fun. They're fun to see because I was telling you earlier that last couple of times we were at the lake, We stop and take that left to go into the lake. The bison are right by the fence. I mean, they're not out in the boonies. They're right, but they're waiting to see you.
Yeah, they have a pretty big roaming area out there right now, and then plan on moving them over to the viewing the property next to the lake July 1st, and then we're going to have those viewings on Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening around 5. I hope the weather cooperates. And then the other big thing we're doing is the marina is going to be serving bison bratwurst on Saturday at lunch. And I believe those are going to go for $8 a plate with a drink and potato salad or chips to go along with that.
I've never had a bison brat before.
We bought these from Straight Arrow Bison out of Broken Bow. I'm trying to support the other bison producers here in the state. And Marty and Karen, they come to McCook about once every 6 weeks, and they set up their little log cabin down there on B Street. And if you haven't tried bison, it's definitely a product that is a nice alternative to other red meats.
How many other bison producers are there in the state? You mentioned there's a few others. How many are there?
Well, you know, there's not a Nebraska Bison Association, but I am a member of the National Bison Association, and Nebraska is the second largest bison producer in the nation, right behind South Dakota. So the bison herd between Canada and the United States is about 500,000 head. That's down from 30 to 60 million when Lewis and Clark had their expedition back in the early 1800s. Out of 500,000 head, there's about 50 to 55,000 head slaughtered a year. So, I mean, it's a very, very small percentage compared to any other livestock producing product.
Those numbers obviously could go up, but you have some of those bison for slaughter, right?
Right. Well, you know, I figure try and slaughter 10% of the herd a year and then sell the calves, and hopefully we'll start to break even one day.
There you go. But that's going to be coming out all 3 days out there at the marina, right?
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Starting at what time each day?
5 in the evening.
So come on by the marina.
Yeah, so it's right there. The viewing area is on the right-hand side there, right before you go down the hill to the marina. And there's a bison roam or buffalo roam campground on the left-hand side. So you take a little right down a dirt road and we're going to get pretty up close and personal with them, I hope.
Yeah, that one day we went out there, that they one was right up to the fence. I mean, right there at the fence, and as close as you can get.
No guarantees. They have a mind of their own. As they say in the industry, you only herd bison where they want to go.
Exactly right.
So what Randy and I do, you know, Randy's done a great job in watching them for me and managing while I'm not here. But we lead them. We don't push them. And everything is slow and easy with bison because you sure don't want those animals to get upset with you. It could get pretty ugly real fast.
And probably can't outrun them, can you?
No.
Don't even try.
Don't even try.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you come back to Nebraska every so often?
I'm back here about 3 times a year, it seems.
Okay.
So.
How long are you staying this time?
Looks like another 3 weeks.
Another 3 weeks, okay.
Kind of depends on if David Ige, the governor of Hawaii, if he extends the quarantine for another 30 days, that might change my travel plans, because I sure don't want to be quarantined for 14 days in
right,
when
exactly.
I get back.
Yeah.
But you do what you have to do.
Yep, exactly right. So once again, 5 o'clock this coming weekend.
Correct. Starting Friday.
And I was talking to somebody else. The lakes are going to be jam-packed this weekend. Guaranteed 4th of July weekend. Some folks got Friday off, taking a 3-day weekend. We are saying last couple of weekends, campers all over the place at the Willow. And so I wouldn't doubt it's going to be any change this weekend either.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah, let's hope so. I hope this to be an educational experience for whoever attends. I try and go over the history of the bison and its interaction with the pioneers and federal government and everything. I mean, lucky to still have them around. I mean, they were on the verge of extinction there mm-hmm. in the 1800s. And one person, part of McCook, does have some heritage in preserving the herd with a few folks around. So,
all right. And when are you going to be doing your, as far as talking to the folks about that? Are you going to do that this weekend too?
Correct. Yeah. Before I bring the herd up, hopefully the herd's not at the fence when we get there.
Okay.
It gives me time to brief the audience on some safety issues, and then I give a little brief history on it, and then I go and try and lead the herd over